Moidav Amiksas is a shvua doiraisa that when there's a taina and a kfira, but on the chelik of the kfira, the nitva is moidav on a chelik, not up to 50%, but on a chelik, so on the chelik that he's moidav, he pays, hadas balin. And on the chelik that he's koifer, he has to be nishva. But that's only because he was a moidav Amiksas. Lu'umas, if you're a koifer hakol doesn't have a shvua doiraisa. There's a Shavuos Hesus mid the Rabbanon. That's a whole separate sugi we have to talk about also eventually. That's a takana of the Rabbanon. But mid the Oraisa, when you're a koifer, bakol, faker, ha-moiti mechaber ala varaya. There's no drora, there's nothing suspicious looking, leaning toward to say that the mitzvah is not right. He's saying he doesn't know the money. But when he's moiti b'mitzas, the fact that he's moiti on a chelik is a drora, on a tia to say, even the chelik that he's koifer is also maybe not true. And on that he has to be nishba. That's the shvua void that makes us. We learned that from the pasuk ki who's there. There's another shvua d'oraisa. Shvua seid echad. What's the nekuda of shvua seid echad? The eid echad makes a drora. To say, the emes, it's a koifer akol. Catch on. It's a koifer akol, but not stam a koifer akol. The toiveya has a drora. He has something going for him. So the hainu, one more time, any matzav when there's a tainu ukfira, flat if there's a tainu ukfira, hamoitzim echaver olav araya, you potter. Midoi raisa. But when there's something, a leaning, a drora, an atiyah, that says, let the nitva be mevara a little bit more, there's something looking against him. He was moida on a chelik. There's an eid echad saying that he owes all of the money. So there are two shvua doi raisas, moida v'mitzas, and eight echad. By definition, those are shvuas haniftarim. Not to be confused with various other shvua de rabbanans that sometimes are shvuas hanoitlin. We have that by chenveni, and there are various other cases when they let you swear and then take something. By the moid of a mixas, after he swears, he's going to end up, I mean, the part that he's moid, he's paying, but then he's going to be nishba and niftar to not have to pay the rest. If he doesn't swear, mitoich, that he doesn't swear, he has to pay. Eight echad also. The Taiveya says you owe me 100. The Nitva says 0. But there's an Eid Echad saying you owe him the full 100. So you have to be Nishba to be Makrish the Eid. If you're not Nishba to be Makrish the Eid, Mitoich, you have to swear. Comes Rav Chiya, and he says, there's a third Shvua D'oraisa. Careful. What was the case? You owe me 100. He's Kaifer Bakal. Okay. Was he Moidah B'Mixas? No. Is there an Eid Echad on the entire amount? No. So what is there? There's two Eidim. Two Eidim on the entire amount, and then this thing is over. No, there's two Eidim on Mixas. Careful. On the Chelik that the Eidim are made, Avada he pays. Eidus is Machayavim. But on the other Chelik now, says Rav Chiya, we treat it sort of like a Moedim Mixas. It's not exactly Genoi like a Moedim Mixas. The Gemara of Arichas is going to explain it on the base. We learned that from a Kal V'Chomer, that there's a Shvua by Rav Chiya. That was the Chiddush of Rav Chiya, that there's another kind of Shvua D'oraisam. Now the Gemara at length is going to go explain Rav Chiya, but first it's going to go and involve itself in the mechanism of Moedim Mixas in general. But before that, the Gemara interrupts with V'tona Tuna. Shnai Moedim Metal Azay Mani Metasiya Azay Mani Metasiya V'Hai Hocha Kiv in the Topas An Ansadi the Mai the Topas I today Mai the Topas I today V'Katoni Yishava. Rav Chiya is offering a novel approach in the Mishnah of Shnai Moedim. Whereas until now we learned that Shnai Moedim is Yachloika with a Shvua, there are bottom of various sorts. Comes Rav Chiya and says, the emes is, if you want to have a mechanism, they're both holding the talus at the karkashta. Each one is tiny, the whole talus is his. But the other one's also tiny, the whole talus is his. So we do a yachlaiku. Where's the shvua, says Rav Chiya? If you think about it, blue-green, each one has the half that's bivadoy is his. Ki'ilu, there's eidus on that half. So be'etzem, let's look at it from Reuven's angle. Reuven says, Shimon, I want the whole talus. Shimon, the whole talus is mine. Shimon is koifer on everything. But then there's Eidus that Shimon's wrong about half of it. There's Eidus that Reuven's blue is blue. And therefore, that's Mechayiv Shimon to swear on his green chelik als a shvua of Rav Chiya's Moedim Mixas. It's Rav Chiya's Moedim Mixas. Fascinating. I want to speak out the Ketzorah 10. Nekudis, not even Horus, Nekudis. Some of them are Horus, some of them are Kashas, some of them are just Nekudis. But... Don't be in a skull from the number 10. But I wanted to speak out 10 basic nekudas that are relevant for the Reb Chiya Chelik Klapi Shnayim Oichazin. And then we're going to first start the Gedorim of Shavuos, on my Shalai Tei Ados, Piv Gedorim Ados Eidim. Was that clear? Hands up. The Ershtin Nakuda. So again, a basic Nakuda. Reb Chiya is suggesting a new pshat in the Shavuah. How did we learn the Shavuah until now? Midrabanan. And this is all still the first one, sorry. But there were four pshatim in the Shavuah Derabanan until now, and they were Shavuah Levarer Es HaSofek, Moir Heter, way back on Beis Amid Beis, there was an issue of Moir Heter. Hamoitzi mechaveiray olav hashvua, we learned that from Rashi. And the fourth one is the maskana on Gimel Amud Aleph on the top. The maskana of Rabbi Yochanan. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? What's the shvua the rabbanon by shnai moitzim? Shelo yehei kolechet hoylet v'toykev talisa shel chaveiray. Rabbi Chiya is yisoid is the cholet from all those other mahalchim because he's actually saying that it's a shvua doi raisa. It's not a mushal, it's not a tzustel from, it could have been like, he's half saying a situation when Reuven is saying, Shimon, the entire talis is mine, give me my talis. Shimon Grada also is standing there holding their kakash, telling Reuven, give me my talis. Let's just talk about it from one of their angles. So there's a teiveya saying, give me the whole talis, a kfira on the whole thing, but Aegis on half, that's mechayev you to swear on the other half. He doesn't mean it as a mushal, he means it's taka that shvua deraisa. So that's the Ershta Nakuda of the 10 Nakudas. Reb Chiya is saying a novel new approach that it's a deraisa de kishvua. A tzveta Nakuda. Does the Olam know the rule that by definition, a shvua deraisa always is shvua san iftar and a shvua san oiklin? As a rule, what's a shvua deraisa? Shvua san iftar. In this case, in Reb Chiya's Havana of the Talis. Let's just talk about Reuven. Which part does Reuven has Eidus that say it is his? Using the color code that the Erech I was using until now, which half does Reuven have saying that it is his? We were always saying Reuven is the blue. Yeah, Reuven was always blue.
He has green.
No, Reuven, the Eidus that Anansadi says, the Anansadi that it is Reuven's, is the blue part. On which part is he swearing, though? What are we making him swear?
Green.
On the green part. He bowed. What? 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 No, when Reuven is going to be swearing, which part is he going to be swearing about? Let's quickly do Reuven. Reuven was attacked from Shimon. Hey, Shimon. Shimon says to Reuven, give me your entire talis. Reuven says, no, none of it's yours. So Shimon says, but I have Aegis that the green half is mine. And then Reuven has to swear. On his own blue half. So is it a Shavuos HaNiftaron or a Shavuos HaNoitlin? What? Shavuos HaNoitlin? It's a tricky question. Because each one of them is holding a karkashta. The Rashba says, this is the second Nakuda of the 10. The Rashba says, even though Reb Chiya says the Tanatuna that he's mamish plugging in a real genuine Shavuos HaNoitlin into the system, it's not really, there's like an edge over here, because it's not a Shavuos HaNiftaron like in a classical case. And I ask you, it's not? Why can't it be that the part that he's swearing is able to keep? I'll remind you, and this is all part of the second Nakuda, that in the Sugya of the Lechze Zuzi Miman Nokat, when the Gemara asked the Moicher, and Toysa says it means there's going to be an Eid Echad, and the Moicher is an Eid Echad, and it's Mechayim Shvua. We talked about it there also. The Eid Echad is Mechayim Shvua. That's going to be a Shvuas HaNoitlin. Can't be. Shvuas HaNiftaren. And on the other hand, when the Gemara said that the Eid Echad was going to be Mesayei at the Pater, the Gros said, oh, you see from here, the Eid Echad Mesayei, a Pater is even Shvuas HaNoitlin. So it gets back into this tug of war in the Havonas HaDvarim. And I want to tackle one last time. Set this up. Physically, literally, with his fingers, how much of the talis is Reuven holding? Just the karkashta. Physically, literally, how much of the talis is Shimon holding? Just the karkashta. But how much does each one have a tfisa on? That goes back to the blue, gray, and gray thing. But I'm talking about it in reference to Shavuah. Should we look at it as a Shavuah HaNoitlin or a Shavuah HaNiftaron? That was Ha'ara number two. Ha'ara number three. The Rivah holds that Shnayim Oichazin is Yachloiku. Only when it's Oichazin, Or is Eichas and Lav Davka? What was the case of Eichas and Lav Davka? When two people walk into a bezin, where's the talis? On the table! And Reuben says it's his, Shimon says it's his. We're mostly showing him actually paskin in such a case, since it's not Eichazin. Called Olam Gavra. What did the Riva paskin? On that in Baba Basra? Yachloiku. Here's my third Nakuda. With a Shvuah or without a Shvuah? In Reb Chiya's system. Would there be a Shvuah here?
No.
Interesting. There wouldn't be a Shvuah.
No one on Sadi.
There's no one on Sadi's. You have to wet Rechen. Do the other four Pshatim of Shvuah applicably apply? I don't know, but I'm holding it up here. It's interesting, the Kuda, when the Riva says, oh, Eichazin Lav Davka, the din will be the same without Eichazin. Yeah, the din of Yachlaiku, but not so Pashat, the Shvuah.
Riva might say, a fourth. Hold on to another one of the Shvuahs, though. It's just not
our Mishnah. Not a Rabchia Shvuah. Not this Mishnah Shvuah. Yeah, it wouldn't be Yachlaiku without a Shvuah.
If you have Rabchia Shvuah, you don't have any reason to add on the other Shvuahs.
I said it, but I'm saying you don't have Rabchia Shvuah.
Yes, but to
introduce
this one scenario.
I'm not interested in it. If I care, I'm saying the din is going to be Yechleiko without a Shvuah. When there's no Eichazin, the din will not be Yechleiko without a Shvuah. So how many Nakudas did we say? Nakuda number four. A few people came over to me with this problem. You're telling me that what's triggering the Shvuah is because each one has an Ansadi on half. Now again, so which half is Reuben swearing about? He has an Ansadi that the blue half is his. But what's triggered off is because Shimon has an Ansadi on his green half. That's Machayev Shvuah. To swear on his blue hat. But he has an Anansadi on that. Why does he have to swear? He has Agnes on that. Now, who asks that, Kasha? Maybe. Who asks that, Kasha, maybe? The Gemara on the Dalit. And I want to, preface it because we'll see on the Dalit if that's what the Gemara actually asks. But the Gemara on the Dalit says, you want to trigger a Shvuah against each one because of the Anansadi that he's confronting with. But on what is he going to have to swear? The part that he has an Anansadi on. So why should he have to swear? He has an Anansadi on it. That's Nakuda number four, and it's a Gemara we'll deal with on Daf Dalet. Nakuda number five. Nakuda number five is Mamish, the basic, the first aid is man. In a Metzias, when Reuben and Shimon are holding it out of Karkashta, is each one holding the whole thing, or each one's holding half? Earlier on the Beis and the Beis, Rashi said each one's holding the whole thing. For a Chiyah system to run and understand the mechanism, how is it going? How do you understand how much each one's holding? It's a trick question, a double trick question. It's both. Physically, each one is literally on his fingers holding only the Karkashta. Each one has a Tfisa on the whole thing, but each one only has an Ansahadi on half. And that's an important Lakuda, that the half-half, kule-kule, blue-green-gray thing, it's all true. There's a gray going both ways at both ends that creates on a certain facet that we treat it blue-green, but it's a little bit of both. It's a little bit of both, and that's necessary for Abchir. Ha'ara number six. In the beginning of the sugya, Tosis asked, why my shnami arva? My shnami arva. What was the grois glick? What was Tosfos teretz? Why is arva not yachloiku and shnayim oichzim is yachloiku? And for Tosfos, the yesh loimar. But I want to appreciate the Tosfos from inside now. The oichas and shiny. The chashiv ki ilu kol echad yesh loibo bevada hachetzi. And then, without the fancy Gemara's quoting it, but he's quoting the Gemara Daf Gimel. Ki ilu kol echad yesh loibo bevada hachetzi da anan sahad. Where did he get those fancy poetic words? Al Gemara, Mevadai. And he's goofy saying each one has an Ansadi on half, and it's a Chaluk of Adoyis. So Mikan, it's a bomb Kasha. The first day of Islam, he spoke out from Rabbi Zalman that he made a Machlekes Rishonim. He said, Toysis and Baba Metziah, Taka says, an Ansahadi, each one Vadai half. But Toysis and Baba Basra and the Rosh, they say a different Nusim. They just say each one has a Chaluk, and we're not allowed to allow a Kol Dolom Gavar. Ein Lanu Lahaniach a Kol Dolom Gavar. But at the end of the day, the chaluk is not such vade. Why not? Tosfos says takarite. It's a Gemara. What's the deal over here? What was the raid? How did you let us get away with that on the base of an aleph? That Tosfos taka goes with the anansadi and the chaluk is vadois. But the other rishonim have a different gang in the sugi. What do you mean a different gang in the sugi? It's taka Gemara here. The Gemara said. They said yeah, no, but Reb Chiya, because of that hesver, said the whole trigger about the anansadi. But the basic thing. Another ha'ara. The Mishnah in the Sefer says that by Shnayim Oichzim, each one has to swear. What if this Eidim, not an Ansahadi, real, genuine Eidim, what does the Mishnah say? Bizman Shehe Moidim, Oish Yesh Lehem Eidim. What's the din? Cholkin Beli Shvua. I hope this sounds familiar. What does it mean, Eidim? What does the Mishnah mean, Bizman Shehe Yesh Lehem Eidim? So it's a Machlaikis. Either it means there was a trade, meaning Reuven has a kad of Eidim that says Reuven totally picked it up first. And separately, Shimon has a kad of Eidim that Shimon picked it up first. What's the other option? There's one kad of Eidim saying that they picked it up together. The Beis Halevi asks, this is the seventh Nakuda. But the Beis Halevi, every Nakuda has things in it, okay? But the Beis Halevi asks, Mamonashok this Mishnah Shver. If there's a kat achat that they picked it up together, you should rely on that. But they themselves are going against it. And we dealt with that. Similarly, if it's two separate kitas, we asked, what should be by tray? It should cancel each other out, and it should go back to the original din of the Mishnah, Yachlaiku, with the Shvua. There were terutzim to that, but I want to focus on a specific teres that the Beis Halevi and other Achrayim said, that in a Chanami, it's taka tray. There's room in the front. What did the Beis Halevi say? Milsa de loy shchicha loy tiknu rabbanon. Since it's a shvua de rabbanon, milsa de loy shchicha loy tiknu rabbanon. Now I have a problem. Rav Chiya learns that the shvua is not a takana de rabbanon. That was the other shot that Rav Chiya learns. It's mamash a shvua de raisa. Hodruf kushi leduchte. According to Rav Chiya, what's pshat in the sefer? That when this Edom of Trey is suddenly putter from the Shvua, how could a Trey help you? The Trey should cancel each other out. Now, I'm not knocking it. There are other Terutzim, but if the Terutz is because, oh, the Shvua is a Takana de Rabbanon, we more a Misakan the Takana de Rabbanon in this case. That's not true over here. Over here, that's not true. The eighth Nakuda from Rabbi Kiva Eger. Can we do this, Rav Chiya? I think this is Emes of China, Rabbi Kibager, by the way. It's a little bit choppy over there. I want to bring out an Akuda. Can we try to do this again? Reuven is telling Shimon, the entire talis is mine. What's Shimon answering back in the world of Kaifer HaKol? Like, basics, the Mishnah. In the Rashi, yeah, this is the Mishnah, yeah. I'm going to get there again. In the Mishnah. Again, in a classic case of Kaifer HaKol, Reuven says, Shimon, you owe me 100. Shimon says, I owe you 0, yeah? What's happening here? Reuven says, Shimon, you owe me 100. What does he mean? Shimon, give me the entire talis. What is Shimon saying back?
It's all mine.
No, it's all mine. I'm not going to give any of the talis. And then the Anan Sahabis come in. Shimon has an Anan Sahabi and half. Frek Rabbi Kivager, hiddenly, he speaks out a question. If each one has an Anan Sahabi and half, then he's not even starting it entire on the other half. We should only focus on the half that they're fighting about. Each one is already assuming that his half is his. Nevertheless, we still look at it as one big talis. Ki'ilu, we look at it that Reuben says, give me the whole talis, and Shimon's answering back, give me back the whole talis. If that's true, for Ekra Mikvega now, a Geshmak Akasha that we talked about the first day of his month. Zeimer Kulai, Zeimer Chetzi, what's the din? What is the Mishnah Paskin? 3/4 and 1/4. For Ekra Mikvega, why? The one that says Chetzi, the one that, this is not Rabbi, this is classic Moida Bemixas. The one that says Chetzi is Moida that the other half belongs to the other guy. So he's Moida. So he has a derisive Geshvua to swear on how much of Moida Bemixas. Of regular, echte gemoide bemixas, on half, on 50. How much is he taka swearing the chetzinik? As much as he's getting. How much is he getting? A quarter. For Rabbi Kivager, if he has a deraisa de geshvua to swear on half, and he ain't delivering on that, he's only swearing a quarter, so there's mitoich on the other quarter that he doesn't swear, that should be shifted off as a write off that it belongs to the other guy, and then the last quarter should be split into an eighth. And an eighth, and Rabbi Kivager stops there, but I'm not going to. And he says, "Oy bazoi, he should only get an eighth. And if he's only get an eighth, he's only going to swear on an eighth. And if he's only going to swear on an eighth, then there's 7/8 that he didn't swear, and 7/8 is a write-off, and then he should split the eighth, and it should be a 16th. And I'm also going to stop. But if you look up Rabbi Kivager, he was mocked in the memra of Rabbi Chiya to ask this kasha. Why? Rabbi Chiya is in the reisha. He was bringing out a point about this din that you look at the entire talmud.
Can we really say the other guy shouldn't have to take a shvua at all? Is that part of his question too?
No, Avadi, the other guy would still have to swear a shvua. No, Azma, he was left the Shmira Shvua for the five reasons. The fourth of Rabbanans of the Rabbi, I don't see any reason it should affect his other Shvua. One second, I don't see.
Not, if it's real
Maidir
Mitzvah's
Daraisa,
so why would the other guy
take
a
Shvua?
I have to think about that.
I have to think What's about the other guy's Shvua going to become? He's going to swear on all that, whatever.
The Rabbi, I still thought it was, I say, yeah, here, you're gang up.
He's going to give him more than he swore.
I have to rethink about it. Rabbi Kivay didn't ask it that way, though.
And the other way on this guy,
I got to think.
Is he going to get way less than he swore?
He's going to end up getting zero. It's going to end up zero. The last two Nakudis, did we do eight Nakudis? Should we go them over? The last two nakudas I want to speak out are Hilchas Shavuos. I want the Olam to appreciate Rav Chiya wasn't giving a mushal and a nimshal. He was really genuine saying, if you're a Lamdan and you're a Dayan and you know Chayshin Mishpat, and you look at a case of two people holding a talis, based on your Yediyas in Mesech the Shavuos, and you know all about Moed Mikses and Kaifar Akol and Eidechor and Hatos Eidim and all this, it's not a game, it really applies. Reuven is being Kaiveya from Shimon, an entire talis. Shimon was Kaifar on the entire talis. Reuven has Eidus that half the talus is his, separately. Shimon was being Tevea Reuven for an entire talus. Reuven was Kaifer Akol. This Eidus that half of it is his. This Be'emes, a Rav Chiya system here. So two horrors. Does the Oilam know that in the din of Moed of Amiksas, the Deiraisa to the din of Moed of Amiksas, there's a Gzeres HaKosev, that the minimal of the din Torah has to be worth Shtei Kesef. Kacha, it's a Gemara. Machlaik is a whole topic about it, but that's what we paskin. If it was just a couple of prutas, it's not. It has to be shtei ma kesef. How many pruta in a ma kesef? I forgot. Someone can verify for me.
Six.
More. What's how many? About? It's a Gemara Kedushin base. I know. I don't remember the numbers. It's maybe like 50 or 60 or something. I don't remember the exact numbers. But it has to be shtei kesef. You'll find out afterwards the numbers. It has to be shtei kesef. And it's a Mara de Gazak. If you're teveya from someone, 20 prutas. Let's assume 20 prutas is not shtei kesef. You're teveya someone 20 prutas, and he says, no, I only owe you 5 prutas. There won't be a dinner shoes, my demixas. Kach. Gzeres HaKosev, my demixas is only by shtei kesef. Does the oil know that by Shvua Seirecha, that's not true? Shvua Seirecha, the guy says, you owe me 5 prutas. And he says, no, Kaifer HaKol. He says, I have an Eirecha that you owe me the 5 prutas. You do have to swear. Because just let's get some facts straight. My demixas has this Gzeres HaKosev implementation, it's only by shtei kesef. And Eirecha doesn't. If I want to confuse you, you should know that by Moed Mixas, there's a Machlekes Amiroyim, one Amira says that it has to be worth Shtei Kesef even after the part that he's Kaifer. After the part that he's Moed. If a guy says, you owe me Shtei Kesef, and he says, no, I only owe you 1 Kesef, that's also not enough, because the Chelek HaKfir is not the Kesef. It has to be, you owe me 3 Kesef, and he's Moed on something. But it has to be worth a certain amount. And Kacha, the rules are, Eirecha does not have this din. Shuas Eirecha is even on a Prutah. But the din of Shavuos might be a mixas, requires shtei kesef. Do you think Rav Chiya's din of Hadas Eidim needs shtei kesef? Let's assume, yeah, it's sort of learned out from Moed of a mixas. Let's assume it does. So I have Hara, a Chiddush Ladina. According to Rav Chiya, the Mishnah of Shnayim Oichazin is only if the talus is worth shtei kesef. If the talus is not worth shtei kesef, there won't be a shvuah. Not at the Rabbanu Marita. Don't back me up with the other four pshat. I mean, it won't. If Rav Chiya is not playing around, he's saying that the pshat and the shvuah of shnayim oichzim, it's plugging in echtig, the real din of Rav Chiya. Rav Chiya is sort of as a moed mixes. Moed mixes needs shtei kesef. The din of shnayim oichzim, there would be a new kneis that there's no din of shnayim oichzim. Yachloiku b'shvuah. If the talus is not worth shtei kesef,
maybe more. As we said, according to that shita, that even half
has to be moed. Yeah, but each one is moed. No, so it would have to be worth 4 kesef. Yeah, then it would have to be worth 4 kesef. Like the man yomer that the chelak ha'ida doesn't go into the cheshbon, it would have to be worth 4 kesef. Loi shaman, loi reinu, such a din. It's a horror. That was horror number 9.
The Gemara
doesn't. The Gemara declares what is going to be the din by a talus mizuletz. The Gemara doesn't set the nine by the din anymore like that. Maybe, okay. Okay. Oh. So there's Rishayim that when something is a Kli, you might not have the Gedarim of Shtei Kesef, and maybe it's, but it might have to be 2 Kalim, and there's only 1 Talis here. It's a Ha'ara, though. The final Ha'ara. There's a din called Kadam Tviya Lohaidah. If a person goes and says, you owe me 100, and he's Maida back, now I only owe you 50, that's a classic Maida B'mixas. But if a guy goes over to you and says, I owe you 50, and he says back, Mapadom, you owe me 100, that's not Maida B'mixas. Why? There's a special Xerxes HaKosev that for the mechanism of Maida B'mixas, It has to be worth two kesef. No, that one we did already. What are we doing now? That from the way the mixas, it has to be that the seder advarim was, first it was a tviya, and the guy's reaction back was aida. Careful. Does Rav Chiya's din have that rule? Yes, Shlodim. But let's assume, yeah, I'm hinting, it's not so pashut. By the way, it's not so pashut that Rav Chiya needs to say kesef. But let's assume, yeah, that Rav Chiya is sort of quasi-maidim mixas. So, l'chayr, it's only when it was kadim tviya aida. So I have a kasha. In all honesty, by the case of Shnai Marks and the Talis, what came first, the tviya or the haida? Reuben is holding it at the karkashta, Shimon is holding it at the karkashta. Reuben is saying, Shimon, the whole talis is mine, Shimon is being kaifer. Shimon is saying, the whole talis is mine, Reuben is being kaifer. The Anansahadis are already there. The Haidah is kaidin to the Tviyah. And there's a rule that you don't have a Shvuah that is about kaidin. And Rav Chiya doesn't mean a marshal be'erach tushtel. He's saying that the Shvuah of Shnai Moitzim is genuine. The Shvuah that is of Moitzim and Mitzvah of Adah Seidim. It's not Ois Gehalten in the Gedarim of Kadim Tviyah Haidah. The Tumim asks this Kasha. Those were 10 Nakudas on Rav Chiya, who understands that the Yisoid of our Mishnah is Shnayim Oichzim, in all genuine, a Reuven being Tevea, $100 talis from Shimon, Shimon being Kaifer Akol, but Reuven having Aedis on half of it, and then the Li Kesher, but separately, and at the same time, Shimon being Tevea, Reuven for a talis of 100, Reuven being Kaifer Akol, and Shimon having Aedis that half of it is his, and that is Machayev, Reuven, and Shimon, respectively, each one on the other half, Shvur, Shvur, Dairaisa, and we spoke about whether we should look at it as Kulei, Kulei, Chetzi, Chetzi, is it a Shvur, Sanoitlin? We asked some questions based on the Gedarim of the Dinim of Maidil Mixas. Now, we're now going finished with the talis, and we're going now to the original Shavuos, the din of Rav Chiya. We know there's a din of Ma'idim Amitzas. We know there's a din of Eid Echad. We know that Kaifer HaKol's Potter, says Rav Chiya, but if there's a Kaifer HaKol and there's Eidus on half, that's Mechayev you a Shavuos on the other half. Now, I know the Gemara talks about that the Eidim were on 50, and then it's 50-50, and people get confused. So just to make you clear, if a guy says you owe me 100 and there's Eidus on 30, so how much does he swear? On how much does he swear? If a person says you owe me 100, the guy says no, kai for a call, I don't owe anything. And there's Eidus that he owes him 30. So on how much does he swear?
70.
70. Not on 30. What does he do with the 30? He pays. Of course he pays. Why does he pay? Because there's Eidus that he has to pay. When you do it with 50-50, you get confused because you're not realizing which 50. It's like blue and green. But I want to bring out the point. Nothing to do with half. No, no. And that have to just be shtei kesef, but it was 30 kesef. It wasn't prutis, it was kesef. It would be 30 prutis, would be less than 2 kesef. It's all kesefs. So, kaifer akal on 100, and he's an edim are made on 30, so he pays that because the edim said so. And then he has to swear on the other 70. And if he doesn't swear, he'll pay. Now there's a Rashba which I don't want to go into now, but the Rashba asks, what exactly are the edim saying? Just that there was a halva, or even that he beferish didn't pay? Because the Rashba gets involved, that L'chayr, if he's going down on him, L'gavi, the karka, and being given from L'kuchis, then there's going to be a din of Einish Bon ala karkois. It's an issue we'll deal with later. There's a major topic, which was in yesterday's Mar Makaymis, which again, we're going to come to later, but I just want to mention it before we move on to the next Shlav. What would be, a Taiveya says you owe me 100. The Mitzvah says, no, I owe you 0. A.K.A. Kaifer HaKol. He was not Moed B'Mixas. The Teiveya does not have an Eid Echad. And the Teiveya doesn't have Eidim on 30% either. But it's a very complex Din Torah, actually, with a lot of details of different things coming and going. It wasn't just open and shut. There was a few businesses that were falling apart, and there was a merger, and there was a lot of details. It was a 400-page contract. And the Nitzvah keeps on saying, no, but I took care of that, and I don't owe you for that, and I don't owe you for that, and he's holding up fending for himself. And then when Bezdin finally sits and goes through the paperwork, it comes out he does owe a little bit of money. But not because he was Moida. It just that's what comes out. It's the Pesach of Bezdin is that he owes some money. Does that trigger off a quasi-Rav Chiya din? Or is Rav Chiya only when, mamash, there was a Haidah, let me say the question, when there was a Haidah, peh, lehedya, on a schum? Or Eidus lehedya on a schum, or even if this grad of Psak Bezdin, does Psak, I didn't say the question yet, does Psak Bezdin also trigger off that you have to swear on the rest? This is a big topic. It was in yesterday's Mara Makaymas. We're not going to talk about it now.
Wasn't it a Kalvachaymer?
We're going to do the Kalvachaymer of Rabchi in a few days when we're going to start Rabbah, and we'll go ahead and we'll see. We're going to talk. One dogma though I can give you One dugma I can give you now, listen to a case, because people get confused about this case. Yeah, let's talk and say this case. Reuben says to Shimon, you owe me 100. Shimon says, ma pitom. You know what that means? I owe you 0. Reuben has an eid echad that Shimon owes him 30. What's the din now?
Yeah,
the eid echad mechayev shvu'a on?
Only the
30. On the 30. Is he mechayev shvu'a on the other 70? Maybe Gilgal. I don't want to talk about Gilgal now. Let's put Gilgal on the side. Nice try, but let's put Gilgal on the side. He has to swear on the 30. If he swears on the 30, let's assume there's no Gilgal. If he swears on the 30, what's the din? He's potter from the 30, and he's certainly potter from the other 70. If he doesn't swear on the 30, what's the din? He pays the 30. Now what do you do with the other 70? Don't say the word Gilgal. Now what do you do with the other 70? Maybe now a Rabchia quasi thing gets kicked in. Because he was... It wasn't Haidah, it wasn't Eidos.
It's not Birr, though. It's not Birr.
Who said anything about Birr? I'm clarifying. If Moed B'Mikzas is triggered by a Haidah B'Peh, Rav Chiya's original case of Kal B'Chaymer, yes, is triggered off by a case when there was Mamash Eidos. What about various other things? I hinted to a confusing one with a contract, which I avoided the details. I gave you an example of an Eidechid one. Now, the Gemara says, back to Rav Chiya's din. Shaloi dehei haidos piv gedoyle mehados eidu mikal b'choymer. Shaloi toimer haidos piv udaram arachmona shvulei kidarabba da'amar rabba mipnei ma'amra toira. Rabbeisa. The Gemara now is going to go into a member of Rabba. We are also going into the member of Rabba. And the member of Rabba, don't get confused, is talking about classic Moed B'Mikzas. It's going to take a few days. For those that ask me kashas on the second taisis of Gimel and Beis, I'm not up to date yet. We're going to go into the memra of Rabba about Moed B'Mikzas and eventually understand that and go back to Rav Chiya. But what are we doing now? For structure, very important. The Gemara is saying, careful. Eid Echad is Avad Xeris Akosik swears. Moed B'Mikzas, Avad Xeris Akosik swears. Kaifer HaKol doesn't. Rav Chiya's case, in all honesty, is it a Kaifer HaKol? The Etzem Mitzat structure? It's a Kaifer HaKol. Now, Mitzat structure and the rules of Kaifer HaKol, what should it then be? There shouldn't be a shvur. And Rav Chiya is going to learn how to shvur from a Kal V'Chaymer. Now the Gemara asks, "My shaloi tehei?" And most Rishonim learn in the Shita, the Gemara is going to be asking, why do you need a Kal V'Chaymer? It should be possible, it should be Chiyuv Shvur. And all the Rishonim, and I gave some Arumakaymas in the Shita today from the Mari Avu of the Radvaz and the Rashbats, and they all ask the same question. And they all say, what do you mean? On paper, a Rav Chiya case is a classic Kaifer HaKol. And we know the golden rule, Kaifer HaKol doesn't swear. So of course, if there's going to be a Kal V'Chaymer, that's going to tell me, yeah, and we have to explain it. We're not doing it today, but there's going to be a Kal V'Chaymer. So go and explain it to me. So all the Rishonim, everyone with a different nusach say, it's really a bluff. Avada, you need a Kal V'Chaymer. Without a Kal V'Chaymer, Rav Chiya would pashut be treated as a Kaifer HaKol. Isn't that what happened? Reuven said, you owe me 100. Shimon said, I owe you 0. Done deal, no shvua. Who cares if Grad and Reuven has Eidos on half? Why does that suddenly change it? You want to change it, change it, because of Kal V'Chaymer. So the Radvaz and the Mariah Vuv, and they all say, the Gemara is just shtelling on the Lashon. The Lashon was, Haidos Piv G'dayla Me'edim, and we're clearing, why is it bigger? And the Gemara wants to compare and contrast. What's a bigger trigger here, the Peh or the Haidah? Comes the Nachlas David, and this is a very important Nachlas David for the entire Sugya, and it's an opener for the Hemshecha Sugya. Says the Nachlas David, and Rabbi said, this is a very important announcement. Don't take it for granted. Why does Moed B'Mikzas swear and Kaifer HaKol doesn't? Someone tells me maybe that's Rabbi's Kasha. Yeah, maybe. But I'm not asking anything. Why does Moed B'Mikzas swear and Kaifer HaKol doesn't? Now the emissary, you know what I could say? Xeris HaKosef. And I'll prove it to you. A Moed B'Mikzas, if the Schum is not Shtei Kesef, swears? No. And Erecha does. Like, why? Xeris HaKosef. Yeah. There are Xeris HaKosef going on here. But B'Cholot, I'm going to understand. Explains the Nachlas David. What makes a mechayiv of a shvua d'oraisa is drora. But I want to explain, not drora, the mamayna from the previous study. Drora. Drora means, how should we use the word? In the situation of the din Torah, there's always two people, the taiveya and the nitva. How do I know who's saying the truth? If there would be an urim v'tumim, that would be wonderful. If maybe we should use the fact that one of them mamish looks like the Chafetz Chaim and the other one, let's just be polite, doesn't. But that's not a factor. Should we use circumstantial evidence? Halacha doesn't reconcile. So what we don't know. Now we know some basic rules. There's a din amoytzim mechaveil of a right. Came the Torah and said, Amol midoy raisa on nitva will have to swear to be able to keep his stuff. If he doesn't swear, it's not a game. Mitay chafet. Why? What? When? What's the gedar? When do we trigger that off? The yisoid adover is there's a drara. Drara means there's something pushing us, bezdin, to be leaning noite that the nitva is fishy, suspicious. Maybe his story is not cut as it sounds. Not because of circumstantial, and not because he looks like a tzaddik. There's a nakuda. What's the nakuda? Catch on. Ba'erechad, you know what's the nakuda? What's the drara? That's machay b'shvua. The erechad. By moide b'mitzas. What's the drara? Let's say he was moide on 30. What about the other 70? The fact that he was moide already on a pot, that's the drara. Kaifer akol. Very important. Kaifer akol. There's no drara. There's no drara. You owe me. I never saw you before. You know, I have an interruption. What if he says I did, but I paid you back? And Eber Chacham wanted to tell me. That's already, if you say, well, Hadam, so you're saying the story never happened. But if you say, yeah, I did borrow, but I paid everything back. But you're agreeing at least to the preliminary background of the story. No, no.
That's not a drawer. That's exactly what a drawer is not.
Drawer before? This has nothing to do with the drawer before we're on the Gemara. It's not connected to that drawer. Comes Rav Chiya. Now watch this. Reuven says, Shimon, you owe me 100. Shimon says zero. There are Edom on 30. The 30 he has to pay. What about the other 70? Is there a drara? Zok the Nachlas David. There is a drara. Why? Because the fact that there's Edom on part of the story makes him look a little bit leaning toward that the story is true. Just like Mike the Mixas. Zok the Nachlas David. That's what the Gemara is asking. So why do you need a Kal V'Chomer? Why do you have to need a Kal V'Chomer? If you understand that the mechanism that's Machai of Shvur by Moed Demitzes is Drara, by Hadass Eidim is also Drara. Why do you need a Kal V'Chomer? And for the Gemara, and here's where we have an issue. Because the Gemara is going to say, let me tell you why I need a Kal V'Chomer. But I have to be Makdim, a member of Rabbah. And the voice side, the member of Rabbah, you can't do in 2 minutes. It's a whole sugya with a few different shlavim. It's going to take a while. We're going to, right, and we're starting now. We're finished with the Talis. Okay, but not only are we finished with Shnei Baris and the Talis, Rav Chiya's Tanatuna of how you verify with the 10 Nakudas of Shnei Baris and Talis, we're actually for a little bit going to put Rav Chiya on the side. We're going to start a new member of Rabbah that actually is talking about, I hope I'm clear about this, that talks about classic Moed B'Mitzvos. Mamish, basics. You owe me 100, no, I only have 50 or 30. We're going to delve into that, and eventually, as the Sugya develops, plug it back into Rav Chiya. So when Mam is starting from scratch, we're not doing Rav Chiya, and we're starting with a member of Rabbah, which is quoted in four other Gemaras also, in Ksubis, and in Baba Kama, and it's Kedat, and in Gittin, and in Shavuos, it's Kedat, look up the Gemaras in all the different places, there are nuances. But what's the memra? The Omar Rabbah, Mipnei Ma Omra Torah Moed V'Mikses Atayin Yishava, Mipnei Ma, why? Now somebody's trying to learn, Rabbah was goofa asking, why is Moed V'Mikses Chayiv and Kaifer HaKol Potter? You hear such a kasha? By the way, if someone would ask you that kasha and you're holding in shir now already, what would the answer be? Why is Moed V'Mikses Chayiv and Kaifer HaKol Potter? Drara. So we don't want to learn that way, but I'm telling you, the Rabbi Shannon learned that that's what Rabbah's kasha was. Rabbah's kasha was, why is Moed V'Mikses Chayiv and Kaifer HaKol Potter? And you have to know the Gemara gives a whole teretz. But we're not doing that now. Rashi and Baba Kama learns like that. We're not doing that. We're learning that. Rashi and Tosfos here, I'm making an opener. Avad the Rabbah knew that Moed B'Mikses is Chayiv, and he knew that Kaifer HaKol is Potter. And he knew the Nachlas David, and he knew the reason is because by Moed B'Mikses there's a Drora, and by Kaifer HaKol there's not. But the kasha was, why is Moed B'Mikses Chayiv? He could have been Kaifer HaKol. All this is inside Rabbah's kasha. Mipnei Ma Omra Torah. Why is Moed B'Mikses Chayiv? He could have been Kaifer HaKol. Okay, he could have been, but he didn't. What's the catch? What do you mean to ask? What are you saying? So Tosfos learns, let's start with Tosfos first. Tosfos learns that Rab is asking, why don't you say, Migu, the Paka, the Shvua? Meaning, Paka, all the facts are on the table. Moed B'Mikses is Chayiv Shvua. Kaifer HaKol is not. But every Moed B'Mikses has a Migu that he could have been Kaifer HaKol. Murdering a Kasha. According to Tosfos, that was Rab's Kasha. The hanoch of this kash is based on a hanoch called that mihu can pater a shvua. I want the island to be aware. There's a huge machloikis rishonim if migu can pater a shvua. Whenever a person's chayav a shvua, but he has a migu, do you say migu afturim yishvua or not? Huge machloikis rishonim. According to Tosfos, our Gemara is beferish saying migu lafturah mishvua amrina. That was Rabba's kasha. And what's Rabba's teretz? Chazok ena demeis panav mitnei val koivoy v'hai v'kula boy v'nichprei v'aydali nichru mishanei demeis panav. What's the teretz according to Tosfos? It's a migu de'ha'aza. Because it's a bigger chutzpah to be koifer akol than to be moide b'mikses. I mean, if you're lying, moide b'mikses is also a chutzpah. But there's chutzpah and there's chutzpah. And that's a bigger chutzpah. So according to Tosfos, the kasha was every moed that mixes should be pater al smigu, assuming that migu after mishvu amrinon. And what's the teretz? It's a migu the ha'aza. Nice pshat. There are many other pshatim. Who for sure can't learn this pshat? The rishonim that hold migu after mishvu loy amrinon. And I'm telling you, the Rambam, the Rimagash, there are many rishonim that hold migu after mishvu loy amrinon. They have to have a different pshat in this Gemara. And there are quite a few pshatim, but let's see. Let's do Rashi's pshat. We're just getting started. Tomorrow, about afresh, we're going to be starting Rava. Again, having cleared the Talos to the side, and Rav Chiya's Memra to the side. We're going to be fast doing, for a while, the Etzem Memra of Rava. But
you
again...
Are that this is good for the Makor, for that we don't say that
class? Yes, but... According to... excellent, but I don't want to go there. According to Tosfos, Rabba's kasha was every moed the mixes has a migu. He could have been kai for akol. And what's the answer? It's a migu d'ha'asa. Rashi says it dropped different. Rashi says mipnei ma'am retoira v'loy chashvay kemeshiv aveid l'patroi shalei pukafar b'kulay. Now it looks very similar because he could have been kai for akol. But Rashi says these words meshiv aveid. What is meshiv aveid? So meshiv aveid could mean a lot of things. Let me give you a classic case. A guy found a wallet. To me, Mr. Gagai, he found a wallet, had $500 in it. $500? He needs $500. He's a poor guy. But it says a name. He goes to the owner, and he proudly returns him the wallet for $500. And the owner says, where's the other $500? There was $1,000 in here. Chutzpah! He takes it to Benz and he says, swear to me, you're a moed b'miksas. Yeah, is that the din? Why not? Why not? He's saying you owe me 1,000, and he's saying only 500.
It's not a mitzvah.
So the din of ad is that he doesn't have to swear a moed b'mikses. The Gemara says it's because of meishiv aveda. There's a huge balagan. Is meishiv aveda a takanas chachamim or a doyraisa dekedin? Let's assume over here it's a doyraisa dekedin. And Rashi's saying that's what's going on. Why should every moed b'mikses have to swear? Hooray, when he was told, you owe me the money, he could have been kai for a call. So he should have a meshiv aveda. V'kan haben shoyel. Why did Rashi say meshiv aveda? Why taka didn't Rashi just learn like Tosis it means migu? Why did Rashi have to be fancy about this meshiv aveda case? Why couldn't Rashi learn mitnei ma'amra toira? Hooray, he should have a migu. So off the cuff, I'm thinking, maybe Rashi holds migu laftura mishvu la amrina. I don't know, we have to be mavar. Is that Rashi shita? I actually have 6 reasons why Rashi didn't say migu. We'll discuss them as the sugya develops. That's also an option, yes. We're going to see various options, but at least I want to have it polarized. Rashi says meshiv aveda. The agenda is be masber, and there are various asberim. Why didn't he say migu? Tosfos says migu. Why didn't he say meshiv aveda? That etzem confrontation is a huge issue. But bein if the Gemara meant Nigu, bein if the Gemara meant Meshiv Aveda, what's the answer? Because it's a bigger chutzpah to be kai for a call. And since it's a bigger chutzpah, so I'll use the words Amigu de ha'azalei amrinan, and I'll also actually say Meshiv Aveda de ha'azalei amrinan. And that's haschalas hadvarim of what's going on in the memra of Rabba. Rabbeisai, we started now new sugyas. They're going to be going on for a while. It's the time now. I want to be mechazik, those that already are doing excellent and coming on time and are ligging in the sugyas to continue and even mechayel uchayel, and those that need a little bit of chizik, those that are here and aren't here, it's time now, I'm serious about this, this is the time that we can shtay together, everyone has an achrayas. I hope I was clear about what I just said.